One final point, Emmanuel, kind of thinking a little bit about what Johannes said about really learning more about the disease and thinking about this case where a liquid biopsy was done, where you can do multiple liquid biopsies over time and start to see changes. What do we know about, I mean, obviously it's different with different cancers, about the dynamics of how genomic alterations change over time?
Right, the advantage of a liquid biopsy, of course, is you don't need a solid tumor biopsy. With prostate cancer, a lot of our men have bone disease only. Those biopsies, outside of highly specialized centers are very, very difficult. So oftentimes, all we have is a liquid biopsy. The other beauty is that, as you said, the mutations can change over time. The importance of that depends on the actual mutation. So in prostate cancer, for example, the ATM mutations in the BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations typically don't evolve. They're there from the very beginning. And if they're in the primary, they're going to be in the MET. And if they're not in the primary, they usually don't develop in the MET. With mismatch repair mutations, about one-third of them are acquired. So they're not present in the primary, but they are present in a MET or in a circulating tumor DNA. So if you're looking for a BRCA and all you have is the prostatectomy, that's probably good enough. If you're looking for an MSI-high or a mismatch repair mutation in prostate cancer, then you really do want to get either the MET or a liquid biopsy. So it's gene dependent and context dependent.
Just Andy, the kind of paradigm that I started thinking about, I started out with lung related to liquid biopsies in general was if you see it, believe it. If you don't see it, it's probably true, but not necessarily. You need to get tissue. Is that still the case in general?
I think the first part of that is definitely true. If you see it, you can believe it. The second part of if it's not there, be skeptical. I think the assay sensitivities are getting a lot better, but there is still the notion that tissue biopsies are the gold standard for these types of NGS tests. And I'll kind of go back to something that was said earlier that in prostate, seeing things like resistance mutations pop up in the androgen receptor is something that you can also monitor over time. That's kind of in a similar vein to what you saw in lung cancer, that now you can monitor these mutations as they emerge in resistance to therapy. Now, what that means for actual changing care and therapies, I think that's yet to be determined, but at least now you have a biological reason for why a patient might be progressing that you can see in a mutation report.
Right.
Could I add one thing, Neil? So the problem with liquid biopsies, or one of them, is that there is this phenomenon called clonal hematopoiesis, also called CHIP, CHIP. And these are mutations that occur in the leukocytes of these patients. And while the positive test, should always be believed, is what we just heard, I'm not 100% sure that's always the case, because you don't always know if that mutation is coming from the tumor DNA or from a leukocyte. And in prostate cancer patients, many of whom are older men, this hematopoiesis CHIP condition becomes more prevalent with age. So I have often found p53 mutations, for example, in liquid biopsies, and I'm really not sure if that p53 mutation is coming from a leukocyte or from the prostate cancer tumor DNA. So that is just an additional potential concern or caveat with the liquid biopsies.
Wow, I did not know that.
That's a great point, but I was coming at it from a technical point of view. That mutation exists, it's there.
Right.
But
if
we
it's
don't
in the
know where
leukocyte,
the
it's
origin.
irrelevant for that patient's
Right,
cancer care.
exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
Never heard that one. Incidentally, what's an AR androgen receptor amplification?
Right. So there are many ways that the androgen receptor tries to overcome
Because this patient had that.
Yeah, hormone therapy. So it's just, it basically means the gene itself is amplified tenfold, a hundredfold. So you have more copies of the AR gene itself.
So are they more sensitive to hormonal therapy?
They're typically more insensitive.
Insensitive.
Yeah, it's a resistance mechanism for AR targeting
Well, that would
therapies.
Make sense. This man's already had three or four forms of therapy.